It's Rosie on the House. Thank you very much for tuning in. As we stand in the middle of our education about light bulbs, we're being joined by Carmen Pastore Jr., the marketing manager of GE Lighting, and we'll get back to our conversation on light bulbs. And we've got Mike and Frank and Raymond all with questions on light bulbs. We'll get to you guys, I promise we will. But we're under a little bit of a commitment here. I want to reach out to Romy, who's our roaming reporter today. And he's actually out at the Arizona Outdoor Expo at Scottsdale's West World. Romy, what have you had time to take a lap and see what's going on out there?
I did. And you'll be happy to know Rosie on the House now has a new boat.
Yeah, baby. Yes.
There are some beautiful boats here. And I think everyone that would come is going to have their own one unique thing to take away. Mine, it's hard to find because it's in the far back corner from where you enter. Behind the sheriff's car, there's a little corridor you go into, and they've got, get this, they've got arrows with huge foam tips, and they give you a mask, and you go in there and you shoot each other with these arrows. It's kind of like paintball. You know, there's no paint. It's just these big foam-tipped arrows. It's hilarious. When I got back there, there was a father with his two daughters that were teamed up against dad, and they've got a couple barriers that you can run around and hide behind while you re-knock an arrow and shoot each other. But that was hilarious.
At the Outdoor Expo, West World in Scottsdale, hours, times, and admission?
Admission is $8, free for military and first responders. I don't know how long it's open, actually, but I know it's today and tomorrow. You can go to Get Outdoors for the website with the actual closing time. But, I mean, it's wonderfully air-conditioned here inside Westworld, so it's a Get Outdoor Expo inside. You couldn't do this outside in Maricopa at this time of year, but they've got it very comfortable, and, you know, something you can just spend time cruising all day. The Lumberjack Show starting. I can see the crowd forming. They've got a rock climbing wall right here behind me. The fish are straight in front of me. They got three different tubs they're fishing out of that catch and release. So great, great family time. A lot of dads and moms here with their kids. It's great.
Fantastic. Well, Romy, we appreciate you joining us and filling us in. Folks, that's a great opportunity, a great activity that you can partake in and get your kids introduced to outdoor skills and joys. And if you're listening to Rosie on the House on a regular basis, your house is in good enough shape, you can take time off and go enjoy the great Arizona outdoors. Thanks, Romes.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring our guest in, who's joining us by phone, Carmen Pastore Jr. He's the marketing manager of GE Lighting. We're talking about light bulbs, the evolution of light bulbs. And Carmen, I certainly appreciate you letting us barge in on a little bit more of your time. We have a few people here on the hold that want to talk to you and ask light questions. So are you ready for that?
I am ready.
Okay, great. Why don't we bring Mike into the conversation, who's calling from Tucson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Carmen, can you enlighten me on LED bulbs that can be put into an enclosed fixture, like a bathroom exhaust and light fixture? I haven't seen any out there that say they can be put into an enclosed fixture.
Now, great question, Mike, when it comes to enclosed fixtures and using LEDs. So some are rated for enclosed fixtures. And the reason that not all LEDs are rated for enclosed fixtures is the airflow inside of an enclosed fixture isn't quite the same as in an open fixture. And because LEDs want to dissipate the heat and move the heat away from the LED chips, sometimes in an enclosed fixture, there's not enough airflow. If you take, though, and look on the back of the box, sometimes it looks more like in the warning statement or some of more of the legal-like copy. There should be an ANSI note that says whether or not it is rated for an enclosed fixture. Some of the lower lumen and lower lumen in the case of more like a 40 watt are rated for enclosed fixtures. Some of the higher lumen or higher wattage, like a 75 or 100, still aren't. So as an industry, we're getting better and we're getting closer to having more of those ratings for enclosed fixtures. But right now, I would take a look especially in a bathroom exhaust fan that maybe is only about a 40-watt or 450 about lumens needed. Take a look at the back of the package. You may be able to find something that is rated for an enclosed fixture like that.
Well, I'm looking for the higher rated 800 to 1200 lumen bulbs, and I can't find any. That's why I was wondering.
Mike likes Mike likes a lot of light in his shower. Does he have any chance of finding one of that caliber that could go into an enclosed fixture?
He might, Rosie, have to look a little bit harder. If, Mike, you decided to put something in there, what probably is going to happen is it's going to be shorter life. So
okay.
Because of the heat buildup, you may get a little bit of flickering. You may get the bulb not lasting as long as it would be rated for an open socket.
Got it.
Type. And fixture. So that's going to be the downside if you use a brighter light that isn't rated for an enclosed fixture.
Mike, we appreciate the call. Thanks, Amiri. Let's see if we can get to Frank real quick and see if he can get his question in. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Rosie, how are you?
Good.
I have a question for your guest. Now, how long have LED light bulbs been on the market?
So LED, so the technology actually goes back to the 1960s, where the first red LED came into the world. It's taken about 40 plus years to get white light that would be something that would be suitable to replace an incandescent. From a bulb standpoint, it's been in the market, I'll call it 10 years or so, but really it's been the last 4 to 5 years where the brightness, the shape, and the overall performance has really gotten comparable to replace a traditional incandescent bulb. So the technology, while it's going on 40 plus, 50 plus years, the light bulb piece of it has really started to materialize and come to market in a cost-effective and from a performance standpoint, a pretty comparable way to an incandescent in the last 10 years, with really that price point getting there in the last, you can almost say, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been recently they've really been afforded. I told you the other day when we were visiting, the first exposure I had to LEDs was about 10 years ago. And a fella came to me and he says, Rosie, we'd really like to put these in your house and see if you like them. And I said, well, you can do that, but nobody works at my house for free. I'm going to buy them. He says, well, let me just put them in and see if you like them first. And he put them in, and we have like 18 recessed cans in our kitchen and breakfast room, all kind of in one big connected vast space off the back patio. And Jennifer loved them. And I said, well, I'll call the guy and tell him, you know, send us a bill. Now, that's 10 years ago. And so he says, well, that'll be $2,600 or something like that. And I thought, whoa, I don't. She likes the light, but I don't think she likes it that much. So, but these light bulbs now that were once, 10, 12 years ago, they were close to $100 a piece. And now y'all have gotten
correct.
Them down to being a very affordable replacement bulb for the house.
And a lot of LEDs now under $5 for a good quality, good performing LED replacement for an incandescent halogen or CFL. So one of the big consumer benefits of as this technology has come on the scene in a bigger way has been the way that the price points have come down really, really significantly, especially in the last 3 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it just fell really fast there for a while. So, Carmen, I appreciate you letting us keep you on for a little extra segment, a little extra time. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you and all the engineers at GE for coming up with the simplified mode of buying LED. It's the relax, the refresh. What is it? The relax?
Refresh and reveal.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Makes it very easy for picking the bulbs. I can tell y'all, give you personal testimony, Jennifer has bought them, we've converted to it, and we love it. Carmen Pastore, Jr., Marketing Manager of GE Lighting, I want to thank you again for your time. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Rosie. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, we will. All right, and I understand we've got one of our certified partners on the line, has another tip on LEDs. Let's bring Raymond into the conversation. Raymond?
Hey, Rosie, how are you this morning?
Hey, man, super fantabulous.
Good to hear.
You had a tip on lighting?
I do. I being in the garage door business as long as we have, one of the common threads we find, and I'm guilty of the same, is wanting to convert my entire house and every bulb I can find to an LED light bulb.
Yeah.
And one of the things we found over time and we've learned is that both CFLs and LEDs can interfere with remote control operation of their garage door opener. It doesn't mean it will, and not every time. But a lot of the calls we get out to that people say, you know, my remote control just doesn't work as far away as it used to. I have to almost be kissing my garage door to get in. One of the first things we do is open the light cover and see what light bulbs are in there. And a lot of times just going back to an incandescent light bulb solves that problem because there's a frequency issue that the openers have been around longer than the technology we were just talking about has been really in place. And so they weren't designed to handle the frequencies emitted by the newer light bulbs.
Wow.
So, to save people from having, you know, we'd love to have a lot of phone calls come as a result of this headache, but we don't want people coming for something that's so simple. The very simple fact is we come across this so frequently, and we try to solve it by phone as much as we can and address that to save people that headache. But I tried it in my own home. I had two different technologies that were in there when we moved into that home, and I put LEDs in both of them, and my remote control died in both of them to being able to almost have to be right at the door. Pulled the bulbs out, went back to incandescent. I had no issue. Now, your newer garage door openers, they are designing them, of course, to be compatible to no longer be affected by that. So sometimes it's just an age of a motor. And again, it's not every bulb and every time. It's people have had the same CFL bulb there for 2 years, and all of a sudden it now causes them a problem. And okay. So it's just one of those tips that when I started hearing today's segment and you know, I'm changing, like I said, I've changed, I think, every bulb in our house that I can to an LED. It's the one place where I go, you know, if everybody's just as excited about this technology as you and Jennifer are and myself, it's one place that'll cause a headache. And I wanted to see if we can avoid that for some of the listeners.
Raymond, thanks for the heads up. We really appreciate it. That's Raymond of A Authentic Garage Door, Rosie Certified Garage Door Service Provider and Door Provider throughout the great state of Arizona. We have a lot of our certified listeners that listen all the time, and I get tips and taps on my bat phone back here that's sitting on the back counter here, and you know they're giving me guidance and navigating me through any particular phone call they may hear. So there's a surprising amount of contributions we get, and you know it goes back to Jennifer's comment. The very first time I walked out the house to do the very first broadcast of Rosie on Now, she just tapped me on the shoulder and she says, "Now look. You don't, contrary to what you may think, you don't know everything. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know." So Rosie on the House, over the last 29 years, has really been very fortunate to become a gathering place of information provided by experts. We distill it, we filter it, we scrub it, we keep it current, and we all keep it posted right there at RosieOnTheHouse.com, your Arizona homeowner's manual. Just for you. And it's completely free. RosieOnTheHouse.com.